Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from the American Beverage Association.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Joe Biden is finally in. Natasha Kurecki sends us this dispatch. The announcement goes live at 6 a.m. across social media platforms. And Joe Biden's going to talk about his candidacy as a battle to reclaim the soul of America. Once the video is live, the campaign will roll out more details about staff and his travel over the next several weeks. That will include a union-heavy kickoff Monday in Pittsburgh, and then on to early presidential states where he's likely to hold fundraisers as well.
Biden will attend a fundraiser in Philadelphia later today at the home of Comcast executive David Cohn. It's hosted by a litany of Pennsylvania politicians. He will also head to South Carolina in early May, where people involved in his operation tell us that Biden's likely to hold a fundraiser there.
Mark Caputo and Natasha Kurecki scooped that he had a call with top donors yesterday, telling people that money is important and he's going to be judged on it in the first 24 hours of his campaign. Imagine this. Donald Trump could quite easily claim the Mueller report exonerated him and quickly pivot to show how he's getting stuff done by working on an infrastructure bill. It would be an obvious play for a president who has been hampered by investigations from almost day one.
But the president can't stop talking about Robert Mueller. Infrastructure doesn't drive news cycles, and the special counsel's witch hunt has been a familiar punching bag for the president for the past 2 years. A lot of people discount this president as undisciplined or unsavvy, but that's giving him way too little credit. Case in point, Washington Post's Ashley Parker tweeted yesterday, Atlanta. Trump, after saying something buzzy at Wednesday's heroin forum, I know all about rigging the system because I had the system rigged on me, demonstrates his TV producer's canny instincts, faux lamenting, unfortunately, that will be your soundbite tonight.
President Trump will sit down with his informal advisor and Fox News host Sean Hannity to talk about Bob Mueller's report as well as other news of the day. That will air at 9 p.m. The New York Times has a piece up about how Democrats are divided about impeaching Trump, while CNN is reporting that Democrats are looking to the courts as the White House stonewalls them on subpoenas. Hillary Clinton has a new op-ed in the Washington Post with this headline, Mueller documented a serious crime against all Americans. Here's how to respond.
The AP, meanwhile, reports that Vladimir Putin hosted Kim Jong-un for talks on the North Korean nuclear standoff. And our colleague Anita Kumar sends us this White House tidbit. Christy Boswell, a senior advisor to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, has moved to the White House to help Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, craft a new immigration proposal, according to two people familiar with the situation. The move has hawkish immigration activists worried that Boswell is advocating for the agriculture industry, which is pushing to expand the number of legal immigrants allowed in the U.S. to work on farms.
Laura Barone Lopez is in Houston for us and reports that women of color who were gathered for the She the People event slammed the white male tilt of the Democratic primary. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president is having lunch with Mike Pompeo. He will deliver remarks at our Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day at 4:30. Subscribe to Playbook at Politico.com/playbook.
America's beverage companies are working together to support families' efforts to reduce sugar in their diet. Together, Coke, Dr. Pepper, and Pepsi are providing more great-tasting options with less sugar or no sugar at all. Smaller portion sizes, clear calorie labels, and reminders to think balance. More choices, smaller portions, less sugar. Learn more about how we're working together at balanceus.org. That's balanceus.org.